In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Anthony Gatch. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, sir. How are you?
You don't have to call me sir, that's for sure. Anthony, good to have you along. Where do you live in the Hudson Valley?
I'm in Somers.
Somers. You've been there all your life, or you moved from somewhere else?
I grew up here, and I've been in and out. But today, okay. I'm back in Somers.
Do you ever travel for music?
Yes, I have. Right out of college, I was up and down the East Coast in a van with a bunch of guys.
Sure.
For a little bit. I was in Philadelphia for a little bit trying to be a jazz musician, and now I'm back up in New York.
Wow, a jazz musician traveling up and down in a van. That's right. That's right on the money. Those are the struggling days, I guess, huh?
Yes, they were.
Is it still jazz, have you moved on to pop?
We're more funk and R&B, actually, these days.
Okay, so your influences probably, Anthony, were who?
Stevie Wonder, Prince, George Clinton, James Brown.
You know, we're going to play a cool song by you. I don't know if it's typical of your songs. It's called Fly Away. Maybe not as funky, the way you describe it, as your other songs. Is that a pretty good estimate?
I would say that's dead on. After all the upbeat funk stuff on the album, I needed one of those musicians' lament songs. So this became my ballad for the album.
After they've been on their feet and dancing for a while, you want to get them sitting down and drinking. This is the song.
Exactly.
Where did the band name Harmonic Aggression come from?
Ever since high school, I always enjoyed naming my bands after kind of words that kind of were opposites of each other,
sure.
Such as Civil Disobedience.
Good one.
So Harmonic Aggression kind of is what it's delved up to be after all these years.
Yeah. So your next band will be Jumbo Shrimp, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
I would imagine you've been in a lot of bands, doing a lot of different eclectic kinds of music.
Yes, sir. Yeah, everything from folk to rock to metal to jazz, of course.
Do you play in like a few different bands?
Right now, Harmonic Aggression is my main focus. We do double. We call ourselves Fuse. When we play covers, we play events, weddings, and stuff like that, so that the original music and the cover music can be separate from each other.
What's your main instrument?
Trumpet is my main instrument.
Wow. So you just wanted to drive the neighbors crazy and your parents out of the house, pretty much, is what you wanted to do.
They were very encouraging for it.
Do you come from a family of musicians?
No, I'm the only musician in my family that we can think back of through our ancestry. I'm the only one. I was encouraged to do it when I was young. No drums. I was not allowed to take up the drums when I was young.
Sure.
So as long as I took up something, my parents were happy, and I loved it from the start, fourth grade and on.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Anthony Gatch of Harmonic Aggression. Do you have a day job? Do you teach music?
I do teach on Saturdays at the Putnam County Music Center. I'm the head brass instructor, as well as beginning guitar. But during the day is just, is a manual labor job. From Monday through Friday.
Okay, so pretty much any instrument you will teach except drums.
Correct.
Anthony Gatch, G-A-C-H, what topics do your songs typically cover?
A lot is of the struggles on the road, the struggles of a musician, the struggles of keeping that day job versus not wanting to really have a day job and be a full-time musician, but it's really just about the struggle.
Carrying your trumpet in a van up and down the East Coast. Would you quit your day job if you could make $20,000 a year playing the trumpet?
Nah, if we can bump it up a little bit, I think I would absolutely. $20,000 is a little up. Maybe double that. Maybe 40.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Inflation. It just went up a few days ago. We've heard about your song Fly Away. It's a beauty. We're going to play that. Do you have any live shows coming up?
We do. In August 6th and 7th will be the album, the full album release party up at Notcha 8 in Bethel, Connecticut. And on August 7th is Bailey Park, and that'll be just me, acoustic, doing the same songs, but a completely different arrangement.
Awesome. Who else plays on the song that we're going to play called Fly Away?
On this particular track, it features Nick Ciparino on vocals. I'm playing guitar and bass. Randy Hill is my drummer. Katie Graves is on background vocals. And I have Ansel Cohen and Catherine Lines on cello and violin in the string section.
We heard a little bit about you describing the song and what kind of song it is. What is the song about? What's at the heart of Fly Away?
Like I said before, the struggles of an artist, and this is basically the grass is greener on the other side. So if I could just pick up myself sometimes and fly away to a different spot, that would be convenient. Sometimes, you know, the struggles get to you.
Anthony Gatch of Harmonic Aggression. Anthony, where can we find out more about you and the band?
Best way to get info from us is Harmonic Aggression on Facebook or at Anthony Gatch Music on Instagram.
And Gatch is spelled G-A-C-H. Hey, Anthony, one last thing. It's actually a demand of you. Five words that describe harmonic aggression best.
Soulful, danceable, in time and in tune, and overall enjoyable.
Yeah, it might be a little bit more, but it's okay. Well, let's just slide in this one. Anthony Gatch and Harmonic Aggression, and the song is called Fly Away here in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. If you need a trumpet player, he can teach pretty much any instrument as well. Anthony, congratulations, and thanks for joining us at WHUD.
Thank you so much.